and welcome to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And I am Sebastian.
And what a week. Well, I want to start off with, first of all, a correction.
A correction?
It should be a correction.
Did we make a mistake? Did we say something wrong or did we fail to mention something? Because there's different
kinds. We were slightly inaccurate. We gave the Liberals a bit of a ribbing last week. Completely failing to have released a platform by time of recording.
Yeah, and it released. And
then within like 20 minutes of us finishing, they'd released the damn platform.
Well, it was 20 minutes of us uploading it onto the.
Yeah, it was up, it was done, it was published. People were listening, and then the Liberals had to go and.
Well, know. I mean, I'm going to stand by what we said because of something you said last week, which was that they got to set the date. So the fact that they didn't have their act together in time for all this to begin, that is on them. And for my part, I was mostly ribbing on them because what I could find in the 2015 platform, it was not a well-written document. I really was looking at it from the perspective of a document. Mm-hmm. So I was praising the Green Party. But I wasn't really.
Where did you find the Conservatives? And this was the correction.
Yeah.
We talked about the Conservative platform, but they haven't even released theirs either.
No, I didn't. I didn't say that I found their platform. I said that I found their governing documents.
Oh.
Right?
And so we have no idea what their platform is.
Well, I mean, you can suss it out from the governing document. And that's something that I did say.
But I want to be really clear here.
And we
were taking the mick out of the Liberals for failing to have released a platform.
Yeah.
And
they did it properly.
And neither of us had mentioned the fact that the Conservatives are, at time of recording this week, still haven't released a platform. So.
And also, to be clear, last week I wasn't really praising or making fun of the parties or the policy writers. I was making fun of the people who were putting the policy writers into document format.
Yeah, somebody approved that. That's
somebody approved that document.
Whoever's job it was to approve that is who we're making fun of. Yeah. So you know who you are, Jeff.
And there was a few times I was reading them going like, what does this policy mean? That's true anyway. Laws get passed. And, you know, it passes unanimously in the House and then it gets out there and then the courts or the police look at the new law and they're like, I have no idea what this means or how to enforce this.
This is seven things and just, I don't know what this.
Yeah.
There's a lot of not great laws out there. Well, I'm glad that we did finally see the Liberals. And honestly, there wasn't much in that platform that we hadn't really covered.
And it wasn't that different. It was pretty similar. It was still mostly talking points and not that many actual, you know, we will update this law to be phrased in the following manner. Because like the NDP,
Greens.
The Greens and the NDP were super clear. Like, we're going to end this. We're going to rephrase this to be this. We're going to introduce this. Very clean cut. That's what I like in a policy, not talking points.
Yeah. They got to the point. They told you what it was. And you're good to go.
Yeah.
No, I was a bit annoyed at reading the Liberal platform as well. It was very sort of wishy-washy.
It was a wishy-washy analysis. But even after it came out, it's a wishy-washy presentation. I'm willing to bet that the policy writers for the Liberal Party have worked hard and made a good, strong list, just as big as the Green Party.
Someone's like, do we really want to commit to that?
Well,
let's wishy-washy the language in case we have to change our minds.
We got the PowerPoint version of it, basically.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Yeah, that's very much what it is. Maybe they remembered the mistakes from last year, and perhaps somebody had put some really firm language around things like electoral reform.
Oh,
so this time they're like, let's be completely non-committal to as much as we can. There are some items in the Liberal platform which they do commit to, but I found with the LGBT section it was all just a bit.
You found one?
Well, yeah, it's in the new platform, but it was all very sort of vague.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is not fun. And we have no idea what the Conservatives are promising or not promising because at time of recording this week, although I bet by the time you finish uploading it, within about 20 minutes, they'd have released the blasted thing. But that's whatever. It is what it is.
Well, it's a volatile time of year when it comes to this kind of thing.
Well, we're already halfway through the election period.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And not only are we over halfway through, the date of the election is set by law. Everybody knows when it's going to be.
They announced that it would be in October 6 months ago. Not exactly what day, but approximately in the fall, which gave them about 3, maybe 4 months to write these documents, which quite frankly should be 60, 70% stuff they all knew they were going to say anyway.
Yeah. But you know, you say that, but on October 22nd, the day after the election, they know that it's going to be another, is it 4 years before the next election? Like, they know when it's going to be.
Yeah.
You know, these elections don't sneak out behind large rocks and go, boom.
The exact date does.
Yeah.
But the year and the time of year,
You know, this is the idea that you're going to carry along. You know, have some of it ready.
Autumn 4 years from now. Maybe it'll be September, maybe it'll be November, but it'll be autumn 4 years from now, the next election.
Yeah. You have 4 years to get your ideas into a clear, concise platform document.
Yeah.
You know, I would put money on the parties being just as vague in 4 years' time.
Well, or the Green Party being just as laser point.
I know.
Yeah. Clear.
I think that's, they really stand out just in the contrast.
I think they hired a professional technical writer to make their document.
They hired somebody who likes to get to the point, I think would be what it is.
A lot of them are engineers, though, so I mean, it kind of makes sense.
Do. Yeah. Now, one thing I wanted to mention about the LGBT election town halls are happening.
Okay. And what does that mean? Does that mean that only gays get to vote and only we're voting in gays? The gays are voting for gays? Is that what that is?
There's town halls.
Okay.
They're being organized by a whole bunch of organizations, including your very favorite Canadian Center for Gender and Sexual Diversity, along with the Canadian HIV AIDS Legal Network, the LGBT Chamber of Commerce, the Community Research Center, not sure what that is, Les Conseils Québécois LGBT, the Dignity Network, Égal Canada, Fierté Canada Pride, and Proud Politics.
They're going to be at every event?
Well, they're coordinating these town halls. The town halls are taking place in Vancouver, Toronto, Edmonton, Ottawa, and Montreal.
So nothing on the East Coast, nothing in St. John or the other St. John.
I imagine
or St.
John's. These folks, they consider Montreal East, but I know it's yeah.
Charlottesville?
No.
Name more. Name one of the goofy Newfoundland towns that even people,
come by chance.
Yeah. Oh man, new towns in Newfoundland that even people from Newfoundland make fun of.
Joe Bat's Arm.
Oh, Joe Bat's Arm. It's a classic dildo.
Yeah.
Good old dildo, Newfoundland.
Yeah, everyone's a fan of dildo. Jimmy Kimmel's now the honorary mayor of dildo.
There's also Kilbride.
What?
Kilbride.
Was Kilgroom taken? Like, what was... Jeez Louise. Yeah. So they will be hosting these town halls up and down the country.
Except for the East Coast?
Except for the East Coast.
Or the Northern Territories.
Or the North. Yeah, there's no gay people in the East Coast or the North. I don't know if you knew this. So a lot of our listeners won't be able to...
About a third of them, yeah.
Yeah, won't be able to bear witness to this.
Well, and everyone who lives overseas, like the people in New Zealand and our podcast listeners in mostly Sweden and, what was it, Georgia?
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Georgia where we have a weird number, high number of, you're not weird, you're delightful, but the volume of you is peculiar to us.
Yeah, Botswana. A strange number of listeners in Botswana.
That's true, I forgot about Botswana.
And Sweden, we do like Sweden.
Shoot us a message. Let us know who you
if
are.
If you're listening to us in Sweden, we apologize for all this Canadian politics news, but it's cool.
And let us know how you found out about us.
Yeah, especially Botswana.
Yeah.
But moving on. So they have reached out to the major parties, the Liberals, the Conservatives, the NDP, and the Greens.
Uh-huh.
In Montreal, the Bloc Québécois will be also, they've also been invited to participate.
The Bloc or? Okay, yeah, go on, yeah.
And they'll be sending representatives to each of the town halls.
Okay.
So it may be a local candidate. It may be somebody from headquarters. Who knows? But yeah, it's unlikely to be the political leaders, mainly because I think the odds of getting Justin Trudeau anywhere in public is for
busy.
A debate.
Mind you, I'm willing to bet like Elizabeth May is just going to like pop some caffeine pills and power through and be like, let's do it!
Yeah, no, she would show up. But
she would show up to like half of them and then burn out.
I don't know. It'll be interesting to see because, of course, there's a lot of perceptions around the Conservatives, for example. And actually, we're going to get into some of that in just a minute.
Yeah.
And of course, the NDP are, you know, the darlings of the left. And of course, the Greens are, you know, I'm hearing rumors about them being very left wing. I'm hearing rumors of them being conservatives that recycle. There's like, I don't, you know what I mean?
There's actually a very easy explanation for this. They are centrists. And I say that very specifically, not moderates. They are centrists. A moderate is somebody who's towards the middle of the spectrum and maybe they have opinions, but not strong opinions. A centrist affirms the center. They say, we believe that the left has some good points and the right has some good points, and we're going to use both of them and make a hybrid model. That is someone who is asserting the center, and that's what the Green Party is. There's certain things on the right and there's certain things on the left. They say things like, you know, we need to reform education, but who's going to pay for it? So they're asking sort of questions from both sides of the aisle and trying to find a compromise within their own party.
I got a bone to pick with this town hall.
Okay.
The media says, according to organizers, this marks the first time in Canadian history that a federal election will include a series of national town halls or debates on LGBT issues. Okay, let's boil it down. They've invited representatives of the various parties to talk about LGBT issues.
Okay, yeah.
In six different...
I think I know where this is going.
Five different places.
Okay, yeah.
Conversations about LGBT issues have happened in those five places before today. In 2015, Ottawa held an all-candidates LGBT debate, and effectively all of those candidates spoke about their party's political stances.
Okay, yeah.
What is the difference between this and that, except this one's being coordinated?
It didn't happen in Toronto last time.
Oh, well, I'm sure it did. And this is what bugs me. I am very certain that there was a candidates debate on LGBT issues in Toronto.
Okay.
I think the fact that these are not, I'm using air quotes so you can't see because it's a radio thing, but the fact that these are national organizations who now have decided to hold them on or about the same day means it's an unprecedented historical event. I'm like, no, sorry, honey, no. That's not how this works.
So it's a multi-city event. It's like an event broken up into multiple locations.
Yeah, even though for the last 10, 15 years, a lot of these exact same cities have held LGBT candidates debates or debates for the LGBT topics.
Or just town hall types of things. Well, not even town halls, but just like events where they would talk about the issues.
Yeah.
And that I different candidates.
It's this grandiose language about the first time in history. You know, I'm like, maybe you've coordinated this time, but it implies the implication is that never before has there been a town hall to discuss LGBT issues. And I believe that is fundamentally inaccurate.
I do remember about, it must have been 5 years ago because we were still the Velvet Studio at the time. There was a raft of like 6 or 7 months where regularly the media would declare, this is the first queer artist to do blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, the country singer.
And then the two of us would be like, what about so and so in like 78? What about this movie? What about that TV show? What about that singer? What about, and we, the two of us between us, we could name like five people who came before them. And it was another one was a young gay artist to come out as gay while they were a young artist, and it was like, what about all of disco? And it was no, there was like a 6 or 7 month period where this is regular. They were talking about like TV shows and stuff. We've been doing this for a while
on the this isn't groundbreaking train.
We
did have a whole bunch of politics lined up, but I like this train. I'm staying on it.
All right.
So in Atlanta, they have invented, yet again, air quotes, these baffles, essentially.
Okay.
And they are the hate shield. And it is a big foam board with reflective mylar over an aluminium sheet with a bit of foam behind it, 2 inches of foam, and a nice picture on the back. And the idea is that during the anti-gay hate protesters at Pride, they're going to stand there with these foam, big, tall foam boards.
Okay.
And it's going to baffle the noise. Because the idea of baffling the noise of anti-gay protesters has never occurred to anyone in the history of the world. And I'm just like, I'm sitting here sipping my tea being like, no.
Do you know what I think we should do as a counter-protest from now on in the future? We should celebrate one of the great queer artists of Canada. And anytime protesters show up to anything, we should all line up, put her hands close to her eyes and go, I'm crushing your head. I am squishing your head. You crush, 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 crush. And just sit there and crush the heads. Crush the, oh, I'm crushing your head of all the homophobic protesters.
Yeah.
And if you have no idea what I'm talking about, you need to put that into YouTube right now.
I'm crushing your head.
Yeah. And do you remember what the response is if somebody starts crushing your head?
No.
You put your thumb up and cover their face and you go, there's nobody home. There's nobody home. You have to do it through one eye though. You cover their whole face with your thumb and there's nobody home.
So
I'm doing the actions too and he's staring at me.
Yeah, no, I think this was like a Kids in the Hall skit or something.
It is exactly a Kids in the Hall skit. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm foreign, so all right. So apparently it blocks out between 100 and 120.
So you weren't laughing at me out of nostalgia. You were just
I vaguely recall.
What are you doing to me right now?
I think you've shown me.
Okay.
The clip. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Yeah, so it blocks out between 100 and 120 decibels from a megaphone. So it's essentially like the equivalent of baffling and making quiet like a jackhammer.
Yeah.
But my issue is like, okay, cool. If you want to spend your money on these nice big tall foam boards, let me tell you about what people have actually done. In Toronto...
Cardboard boxes and dollar store felt.
Yeah, in Toronto or New York, I forget which one. But it was the Nuns of...
Perpetual Motion?
The Nuns of Perpetual Motion.
I think that's what they're called, isn't it?
Wasn't it Perpetual Ill Repute or something? Because I feel like Ill Repute was in there. But it's those drag queens that dress like nuns.
Yeah, yeah.
Or sisters of something.
I'm going to look this up.
But anyway, they bought a whole bunch of fans and just flicked the fans open and closed very quickly in front of the protesters. So all you can hear is the white noise of fans opening and closing very quickly. In
the Sisters of Perpetual Indulgence.
Indulgence.
There it is,
go.
Yeah.
I knew it was Perpetual something. But yeah, and then also in Hamilton, we were talking about this a while ago, somebody got a great big, large sheet-sized, like bed sheet-sized black cloth.
Yeah.
Stuck it on some tall sticks and just essentially created a large black wall of fabric and literally walled off.
Well, actually, Gage Park, where it happened, is a short walk to the fabric district.
Yeah.
They may have actually just zipped over there on a bike.
Well, no, I think they had it prepared beforehand.
Oh, okay.
But it's the idea of these... You know, we've just invented this new thing. And I'm like, honey, you've invented a nice shiny product with a little picture on the back.
Yeah.
The idea of baffling anti-gay protesters is something that's happened before. Like,
and they're probably selling them for like $80 a unit or something.
I don't know how much. They haven't commercially released them yet. They will be rolled out on October 12th. At Piedmont Park in Atlanta.
If they sell them for anything other than at cost plus 1% for the hassle, I'm going to call shenanigans that this is
You're
just
calling
a scam.
Shenanigans.
Yeah.
Well, you know what?
Cardboard and dollar store felt will do almost the same job.
We're seeing an astonishing amount of anti-gay protesters spring up at Pride events all over the place.
Yeah.
And I think next year we'll probably see some of that rise up again.
There was a story from Poland that's kind of vague, but I didn't want to go into it too deeply because I was reading it and I was like, I don't understand these details. But it was 2 days ago or something.
I think
so.
Beirut also, they had to cancel their Pride parade, but now I think Belarus, Belgium?
Ho Chi Minh had a Pride and it went well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Vietnam?
Well, the other Ho Chi Minh.
Ho Chi Minh City?
I'm being sarcastic here.
Oh, I see. Oh, there's only one of them. I was like, is there more than one Ho Chi Minh?
But, you know, they say Brits don't understand American sarcasm.
Well, with you, I just don't even know. Anyways, that is it in the This Isn't a News Story, Stop Pretending It's a News Story segment.
Should we make a jingle?
We should. Yeah. If you want to spend your time making a jingle, you go do that.
All right.
We're going to jump to our first song. This is Tegan and Sarah's Please Help Me. It is off their new album. I have been listening to it.
Is that the name of the song? Or are you trying to...
No, the song is called Please Help Me.
Okay.
I'm not like desperately trying to remember the name of the song.
Okay.
Which does happen sometimes.
I thought you were trying to flee me.
Yeah, Please Help Me. And then I just got onto like a like 90s lesbian shtick.
Yeah.
So that's reflected in their other song.
Yep.
But this is Tegan and Sarah's brand new track, Please Help Me, off their new album, and we'll be back just after this.
What if I don't do the things I need? What if I don't know who I can believe? things I said that I would never be. Waste my life and then never see. Take and take and I never give. Oh, please help me. Oh, please help me. I needed a place to rest my head. Needed a place to make my bed. Wanted something better than this. Needed a place to rest my head. All the things I'll never be. I'll never be. Waste my life and never see. I never see. Take and take, I never give. I never give. All the things I'll never be. What if I don't feel like I belong? What happens to my head if I go beyond? What if I become all the horrible things I swore that I would never be? Waste my life, I'm never free. Take and take till I'm empty. Oh, please help me. Oh, please help me. I needed a place to rest my head. Needed a place to make my bed. Wanted something better than this. Needed a place to rest my head. All the things I'll never be. I'll never be. Waste my life and never see. I never see. Take and take, I never give. I never give. All the things I'll never be. Who am I to disagree? To rest my head, needed a place to make my bed. Wanted something better than this. Needed a place to rest my head. All the things I'll never be, I'll never be. Waste my life and never see. I never see. Take and take, I never give. I never give. All the things I'll never be.
Hello and welcome back to Can Queer.
Hello and welcome back to Can Queer.
Your home of Canada's
queer media. Home of Canada's queer media.
This is Luke Smith.
This is Sebastian.
And wow, that was confusing.
It's like that thing where you're listening to yourself under headphones, but it's your own voice on a 1 second delay.
Oh, I saw it. It was either, I think it was a CBC reporter or an MSNBC reporter or somebody who was speaking so slowly that it sounded like they were reacting to their own voice in their head. And yeah. I'm like, that drives me insane.
Uh-huh.
Like this really slow talking. And I'm
just
like,
pull the little thing out of your ear and you'll be fine.
Yeah, no, it's just not good. I want to talk about a little bit more politics before we move on.
The what? We never do that.
No. This also, for Canadian listeners, this will really shock you to your core. A candidate in this election has got into hot water for things that they've said in the past.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not talking about Trudeau. Or
is this, yeah, like, are we going back 20 years or is this like a recent-ish? Okay.
So that's in Burlington, was it Burlington?
Yeah, yes. Burlington.
In Burlington, Jane Michael is running for the Conservatives.
Okay.
Now, she's up against the Minister for the Democratic Institutions is, I think, the name of the...
That's an office?
The official position. Yeah, I forget her name for who the minister that holds that. But that's who she's up against. Oh, I have it here. Carina Gould, the federal minister of Democratic Institutions, who apparently according to the Burlington Gazette, is actually very popular in Burlington.
Okay.
So it's maybe there isn't the greatest chance that this particular Conservative candidate is going to win. But one of the things that we've seen...
I'm from Burlington. I say that I'm from Hamilton because I'm a coarse individual, but I actually grew up in Burlington. I am from Burlington. And I can tell you right now, the people who win the election in Burlington are liberals who think like conservatives and conservatives who talk like liberals. It's the city likes to split the difference between the two. It's a suburb. So they like that balance of being, you know, what about the kids? What about traffic? What about taxes? But also, you know, don't be regressive there, buddy.
Well, maybe not for this lady. So the issue at hand is Jane Michael has apparently said and done some things that is not super stellar.
She said a meme.
So she was a school board trustee and was briefly chair of the board for the Catholic school board in Burlington.
Okay.
So they've done a number. She's done a number of things. She was fighting multiple times to keep the HPV vaccine out of schools, with various groups lobbying for the fact that HPV, if you vaccinate these girls to prevent cervical cancer, they might think that they can have sex.
Oh my God.
So best they just get cancer, I think, is where the logic goes. But yeah, no, it was the idea that they're a very Catholic school board. It's a Catholic school board.
Yeah.
And the idea that they're trying to reconcile it. I think in the end, the HPV vaccines did manage to get in there, but she fought against it. She also fought against the, and I quote, homosexual lifestyle.
Oh.
So there was a ban on the formation of GSAs by a previous board.
Okay.
And then she is on the next board that comes in, and all but two of them agreed to reverse this ban, with the idea being that students can gather amongst themselves to create bonds and friendships and kind of,
yeah.
You know, it's a gay straight alliance. That's really what it's all about. And she was very much opposed to that as well. She also found herself censured and kicked off a bunch of committees because of code of conduct breaches.
Okay.
She had been removed from the discipline committee and the director of education.
So she was also
in 2018.
So she was also kicked off because she didn't understand Robert's Rules of Order.
Well, I don't know if that's what it is. She claims that she wishes she could say, but of course confidentiality means that she can't. But in May 15th, 2018, they read a motion announcing that she'd been sanctioned and was barred from attending two board meetings and been removed from the various committees that she was on.
I believe the expression we're looking for is she sounds like a real card.
Yeah, she definitely a great find by the Conservative Party in Burlington. Although I have my sources that say that apparently people are... With the big major parties, the Conservatives, the Liberals, and the NDP,
yeah,
they want to run somebody in every single riding,
yeah,
regardless of whether or not there's any hope they would ever win it.
Yeah.
But they want somebody to run. A friend of mine was nearly hoodwinked into running in Alberta for the Liberals. But the Liberals are never going
to
win.
Burlington is up to the rafters with, like, lawyers and engineers and bankers and all these, like, traditionally, historically conservative individuals. Mind you, lawyers and bankers are busy getting things done and having a life and, you know, working 20-hour weeks in some case, which, not 20-hour weeks, what am I saying? That's actually a very pleasant week. The other one, 80-hour weeks, and, you know, it's hard to get someone who's busy doing good stuff to do politics instead. But this absolutely kills me because, so you and I have on multiple occasions said, you know, the Catholic Church has a lot of problems, and some of them they're dealing with and some of them they're not, but Catholics on the whole are not as bad as they're made out to be.
Yeah.
Catholic school boards, I would say. Catholic school boards, I would say, are a bit of an exception. They're kind of institutionally, they have a history of problems. The conservatives, there are conservatives out there who are perfectly decent, who say things, and I'm like, you know what? that. I don't know if I'd vote for them, but I like that they're out there. She is not one of them. I think it just comes down to, she's in the Venn diagram of multiple circles that could go either way, and she's going in the wrong direction in each of them.
Yeah, well, the Burlington seat is according to a couple of poll trackers.
I bet she drives a Hummer, too. Like, I bet she's just like that one person who makes all the other Hummer drivers go, oh, come on there, buddy.
So it's actually a very close call in Burlington. According to some polls, the Liberals are up 40.2% plus or minus 7%,
mm-hmm.
compared to the Conservatives at 39.7%.
Okay.
So Janice Michael, the person we're talking about who got banned from a school board meeting, is really close to beating the Federal Minister for Democratic Institutions.
What does it even mean?
It is neck and neck. It's about 53-48 is what the aggregate poll has it at.
Okay.
But yeah, no, it's very
although
close.
That adds up to 101.
Well, whatever, give or take, you know, the odd.
There was a rounding error in there. That's fine.
For sure. But yeah, no, it's really close, and I think that's something worth talking about. But yeah, yet again, for our Canadian listeners, various candidates have been found to have said stupid things,
yeah.
or things that are very controversial, like not yes. allowing the HPV vaccine. I'm like, oh.
Well, here's the other thing. Whenever I hear, for years now, whenever I hear the expression, the homosexual lifestyle. This is what I think. The lifestyle is an expression that means swingers.
Yeah.
Okay. So the homosexual lifestyle to me is like
gay swingers,
gay men who go to circuit parties and gay cruises and, you know, they go to bathhouses and they go to the group sex and, you know, they do the chem sex and, you know, if you're against that lifestyle, you know, I could see that being a thing. But if you're against homosexuality and not all gay people engage in that, I don't know. Like, to me, like, the gay lifestyle, you can be critical of it because so are the gays, let me tell you. We sometimes are like, woo, you know, go to a 12-hour long party. You know, that's good. But, you know, save that up. Do it twice a year. Don't do that every weekend. That's kind of expensive and exhausting and hard on your body. Have you ever been to a 12-hour party?
No.
Oh, I have.
I struggle with a 12-hour, like, being awake.
Yeah. Sometimes you have a drink and then you vomit and you're in bed by 9.
I mean, not always. There's another candidate.
There's that one famous time, though.
There's another time, another candidate we'll talk about. Burnaby North Seymour. Heather Leung is the individual. She has so far refused any public debates, any media interviews, just like hiding as a candidate.
Okay.
There was also a great CBC interview where there was a candidate in Toronto somewhere and the CBC tried to interview her as she was leaving her event.
Okay.
And she ran into the car and sped off to avoid media interviews. I mean, if you're a candidate for election, running away from the media is not a good look.
On the other hand, my mother once told me, if you don't have anything nice to say, don't say anything at all.
But running away? Anyway.
I mean...
So in 2013, Burnaby had, there was a school board policy aimed at preventing bullying.
Okay.
And around then, Leung was just stopped by somebody who was doing interviews with various people attending, and they'd interviewed this particular woman.
Okay.
And her position was that this policy, which is aimed at preventing bullying, was actually a method for homosexuals to recruit more homosexuals targeting their children.
Okay.
Because, of course, we can't reproduce. I can tell our listeners now, I don't spend my Tuesday mornings recruiting children. That's not how
how that works. That used to be Ricky Martin's job. But he's retired now. And currently they're saying that Chris Hemsworth is the head of recruiting, but that's just a rumor. That's not true.
No, that's so true.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's actually What's-Her-Face who was in Twilight.
Oh, the lesbian that everybody looks like.
Yeah. No, that's Ellen Page.
Ellen Page
is the Canadian ambassador for recruitment. Yeah. If you've been contacted by Alan Page as a recruitment officer, please contact us at blah, blah, blah. No, it's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
And the policy was just essentially like, we're not going to accept bullying. Here's the measures we're going to put in place to kind of prevent it.
Yeah.
And
people have been demanding this sort of thing since the 80s. It just took a while for the political will to catch up with people going like, oh, maybe we shouldn't tolerate kids flushing each other's heads down the toilet.
I think what this shows us, though, because this is the Conservatives running another controversial candidate.
Right.
You know, maybe the Conservatives need to find slightly better, you know, it's like maybe they need to raise the bar. And actually, this goes back to something else I'm hearing behind the scenes, is that these parties seem to really struggle to find people to step forward. And of course, it was only until the 11th hour, actually the riding that me and you were in, they only confirmed their Liberal candidate, I think, a day or two before the deadline.
Okay.
And I'm like, it happens every 4 years.
Yeah.
How are people surprised by an election? Like, get your stuff together.
Well, sometimes you get a candidate and they agree to it, and then at the last minute they pull out and you have 5 days to find a replacement.
I mean, you should always have a plan B. I just find it so ridiculous that these parties have been struggling to fill candidates, and yet it's not like elections are a surprise.
Speaking of which, there is a candidate. This is all off the top of my head. I don't have the information in front of me, but I'm pretty sure I remember the Green representative from Guelph has the surname DYCK, and his platform is entirely made out of puns.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. It's not hard to vote.
Oh, it's always important to vote for Dick in this riding.
I really wish we had the Rhino Party, especially during this election. But there's been a series of policy changes so that joke parties can't run anymore.
Well, it's I think it's more difficult. I do want to quickly change track before we move on to some of the other stories a little later. A Vancouver gym, according to straight.com, has been cleared of allegations.
Did you say straight.com?
Yeah.
That's a thing?
It's not like a heterosexual people's website. It's the Georgia Strait.
Okay. Okay.
They have been cleared. This gym has been cleared of allegations of discrimination. Rain City Athletics.
Gym is in gymnasium, not as in guy named Jimothy.
No, it's a gymnasium.
Okay.
Rain City Athletics had been accused of discriminating against a fitness coach because he was gay. Now, this actually was quite a serious thing.
Gays make the best fitness coaches.
The BC Human Rights Tribunal, which is the one that we talked about, that was the tribunal that said that trans is not up for debate. That was that big story at the start of the year.
Oh, yeah, that was months ago, yeah.
But in this one, essentially, they found that the guy had been fired because he just wasn't a very good coach. He was he was rude, so he was fired.
All right.
And not because he was gay.
Okay.
And the reason why the court knows this is because of witness testimony from the gays.
Yeah.
That said that the owner is pretty chill.
Yeah.
I'm clearly paraphrasing.
Well.
But, you know, and I wanted to mention this because we often see stories of, you know, so-and-so taken to the human rights tribunal. Yeah. It's all going so far, it's ridiculous. And this is a case where someone has claimed discrimination, but was clearly let go for other reasons, their job performance, and not because of them being gay, according to the court.
Well, I mean, it's good to know that these sorts of things are equal opportunity. Like, you know, that there are disappointing employees who are gay as well. It just humanizes us, you know? We're not all making musicals with 8-pack abs and, you know, 6'4" and going out there and doing the thing. You know, some of us are idiots.
Yeah.
And
well, according to a lesbian who is the manager at said gym.
Is that on her name tag? Like, welcome to the gym?
A lesbian. No, it's...
It could be like Anna or something.
Her name is Elizabeth Carrier, but is a lesbian.
Okay.
At the Rain City Athletics. And according to Elizabeth Carrier, she says one of the things about getting employed was to, anyways, she said, she testified, and I quote, managing Mr. Bedry was more difficult than managing other coaches because he required more communication and guidance than other coaches to complete the same duties. Now, I mean, that's doublespeak for, like, this guy just did not get it.
Yeah, he was no good.
So, yeah, the guy got fired, and according to this lesbian and some other gays, not because he was a homo.
I have, on a couple occasions, I could probably count on my hands how many times I've stepped into a gym. I'm not a gym type of person, in case you couldn't tell. I'm more of a books, internet, avoiding the sun, and playing Minecraft kind of a guy. But on the few times I've gone in, there have been times where I try to get help at the front desk, and they're just talking to each other.
Yeah.
Or they're looking in the mirror, or they're watching the news. Or they're screwing around on their phone.
Yeah.
They came running when I passed out, though.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
So the trick is to pass out.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
I passed out at the gym, by the way. I don't think I've ever told you that story.
We'll get to it.
Gorkum was there. He saved me.
The owner of the gym was obviously accused of firing this guy for being homophobic.
Right.
The owner of the gym has pointed out that at one point in time recently, about half of all of the staff were gay.
Okay. And he didn't fire all of them.
No.
Okay.
And Bedry also claims that the owner resisted suggestions for a gender-neutral washroom, which were installed within a year of said suggestion.
Okay.
It's just, it was, it speaks to me of, we keep seeing these allegations and cases and a lot of this sort of hype around businesses and people being punished for not, for being anti-gay when really, and we're like, in this case, that was not it at all. And I think the human rights tribunals do a pretty good job of balancing that out.
If anything else, it just means that whenever you read a story, you should look at least a little bit deeper.
Absolutely. We're jumping to a nice, sticking with our lesbian vibes. This is Indigo Girls' Galileo, and we'll be back just after this.
On the block, the crime was looking up the truth. And as the bombshells of my daily fears explode, I try to trace them to my youth. And then you had to bring up reincarnation over a couple of beers the other night. And now I'm serving time for mistakes made by another in another lifetime. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo, king of night vision, king of insight. And then I think about my I never could explain. Some other fool across the ocean years ago must have crashed his little airplane. How long till my soul gets it right? Can any human being ever reach that kind of light? I call on the resting soul of Galileo. Seriously. goes before me. That's all I've got to say. 'Cause maybe you squandered big bucks in your lifetime. Now I have to pay. But then again, it feels like some sort of inspiration to let the next life off the hook. Or she'll say, look what I had to overcome from my last life. I think I'll write a book. How long till my soul gets it right? Many human beings will reach the highest light. Except for
welcome back to Can Queer, home of Canada's queer media. My name is Luke Smith.
And I'm Sebastian.
Did you know that not only does anti-bullying legislation turn you gay, but also iPhones?
Oh, well, I mean, I use an Android.
I don't know what happened to you, but
everybody at school thinks I'm straight. Everybody has told me they're surprised to find out, except for the pansexual lady. So, I mean, there's that. But yeah, they all think I'm straight. It's weird.
According to a Mr. Razumilov in Russia, he received 69 gay coins. It's a nice cryptocurrency app on his iPhone in 2017. And the person who sent this cryptocurrency said, don't judge without trying. Okay, fair enough. So he took it literally and engaged in a multi-month same-sex relationship. He now has, and I quote, a steady boyfriend.
So he didn't. Okay. So he didn't go on like Reddit or Grindr or Whisper.
No, he got this cryptocurrency.
And just hook up in an alleyway with a guy.
Yeah. He had to give it a good college try.
He met somebody on.
Committed multiple months of his life.
A coffee date. Got to know the other guy. Learned common ground. Found a communication strategy to ensure a healthy relationship. Saw him regularly for several months.
Yep.
And then
came back to said person for, you know, multiple meetings.
And in my mind, I'm building a situation where he did not put out until the fourth date because he's not that kind of guy.
But even then, you're talking about 1-2 months in.
I mean, he must have done something by now.
I know.
Well, he must have done everything by
the
now.
The issue is, and I quote,
it's such a weird story.
According to his complaint, and I quote here, I have a steady boyfriend and I don't know how to explain it to my parents. After receiving the aforementioned message, my life has changed for the worst and will never be normal again. I would like, and the quote stops there, I would like 1,000,000 rubles, please. Thank you very much.
Okay.
So he wants $15,000, give or take, from Apple for turning him gay because he really extrapolated off of this text about don't judge till you have a go.
Okay.
And he extrapolated that into a multi-month relationship. He has had an impromptu relationship that is longer than all but one of my relationships.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that says more about me than it does about him.
Yeah.
But that's, for 2 months in the gay world, he's practically married. Like, that's, you know what I mean?
And here's the part where the comedy meets the tragedy, but there is no more efficient way to letting your parents know that you're in a relationship with the same sex partner.
File a lawsuit against Apple.
Yeah. They know now. They know now. And honestly, like, being in Russia and being that this is how they found out, this is not a great way to find out, and my heart goes out to him. But oh my God, guy, what are you thinking?
Well, the Przemyski District Court has registered the lawsuit, they'll be scheduled for interviews on October 17th. We'll be monitoring the case of the Did Apple Turn Me Gay story. But actually, speaking of Russia, there was another story that came out a couple of days ago about a gay couple who had two adopted sons. They've had them for quite a while. And they're now having to flee the country because some of the adoption agencies and the equivalent of the Russian Children's Aid Societies, they're now seeing just being a gay couple as gay propaganda. So in Russia, they have the Don't Say Gay law, which is about promoting homosexuality as an acceptable lifestyle in public. But now you cannot be a father because, you know, you could be promoting homosexuality. And I can tell you now that from the dozens and dozens of cases of big studies of children of gay parents, that is not how this works.
Adopted and genetic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Biological children have an above base level. So if it's approximately 5%, some people disagree. So we'll say it's 10% because that's what people like to believe. So if 10% of the general population turns out to be attracted to the same sex, if you are a same-sex family with biological children through surrogacy or whatever, they will be a slightly higher rate than average. But that's not... But not 100%.
If you cast your mind back to the there's no a gay gene, there's multiple genes.
Yeah.
Well, if you have two parents with multiple of those genes, you have a slightly higher chance of having the...
Probably going to work out. Yeah.
Absolutely. It's math.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's Apple...
There was a movie about that.
Apple products don't make you gay. Ellen Page does.
La Casual Folle. That was a whole thing about a gay couple who had a son who turned out to be... He had to come out as straight.
And oh, yeah, that is hilarious.
And the one was like, whoa! And the other was...
It had Robin Williams and...
No. That was the remake.
Oh, well, The Birdcage. I adored The Birdcage with Robin Williams and, oh, my God, how am I forgetting his name?
Nathan Lane. I hate musicals, and I know that. What are you doing?
I adore Nathan Lane. He's fantastic.
I like him as a person, but I do hate musicals.
So in Iowa, this is maybe one of our last... Maybe it's the last story of the day.
All right.
Yet again, media with your headlines. Stop it. So here is the headline.
Did somebody smash something?
No.
Did somebody destroy something?
Here is the headline from Out Magazine. Right. Iowa town ignores Trump request to remove rainbow crosswalk.
Okay.
Donald Trump has never been to this town.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know that for a fact. He may have been. But he did not walk up to the city hall and say, excuse me, repaint your rainbow crosswalk. What actually happened is the Highway Administration Division of the U.S. Department of Transportation issued a letter saying that the crosswalks were unsafe. And it says here, and this is a quote, crosswalk art has the potential to compromise pedestrian and motorist safety by interfering with, distracting from, or obscuring official traffic control devices. So, the art can also encourage road users, especially bicyclists and pedestrians, to directly participate in the design, loiter in the street, or give reason to not vacate the street in an expedient manner. Essentially,
because you step on that green stripe and you're just
it
like...
It turns you gay.
Hot dang, I love this green stripe. I'm going to hang out on this green... Maybe people will confuse the green stripe for a public park and try to have a picnic there.
Absolutely.
Because gays love picnics.
And you don't want to know what happens in the purple stripe.
Okay, so if they were to say you can't put this on a street where the posted speed limit is yay high. So, you know, not a highway, not somewhere where you're expected to go quick. You need unambiguous, clear signs on a road where people move quickly on major highways, anything that's like eight lanes wide. But if it is a intersection, one lane each direction, stop signs or yield signs.
It's a crosswalk.
It's a crosswalk.
It's like...
You're not moving fast enough to fail to notice, the crosswalk is not just white here.
And there's a crosswalk in this town that we live in. And I have never found somebody who has loitered and not expeditiously left the crosswalk.
Or just sat there going, that is not the right shade of red.
I have never seen an orange like this in all my days. I mean, come on. Anyway, the
this
city
of... blue stripe is cerulean, and everybody knows the blue on the flag is supposed to be sky blue.
So Ames, home of Iowa State University.
Actually, I could see a gay man doing that.
Yeah, that is so true.
I take that back. I'm sorry.
The city attorney general, Mr. Mark Lambert, says the administration has no jurisdiction over local streets. It's not a highway.
Right.
It's a local street.
Well, yeah, okay. So if it was like an interstate highway and they'd be like, people are moving way
also,
too quickly.
Also, who would paint? You'd have to be running so quick with a paintbrush to dodge traffic. That would be a hilarious skit.
You put down the little cones and you do it at night when the traffic is low.
I much prefer my visual of running out and quick dash painting a street.
Like my Russian guy who didn't put out until the fourth day because he's too much of a gentleman.
Yeah. So what? So, essentially, the attorney general for the city is saying, like, maybe we can just say thanks for the letter, but no thanks.
None of your business, yeah. There, buddy.
The federal guidelines say white paint have to demarcate the boundaries of the crosswalk, and the rainbow crosswalk actually has white paint around the outside edge, so it does follow the guidelines.
Okay.
And the city is like, thanks, but no thanks. Mm. And that's the story. Is the highways, people think that rainbow crosswalks are too gosh darn distracting, and the city is like, get off of my street, bro.
Well, they're presenting it as an anti-conservative story that liberals should be proud of, but this is actually the kind of thing that conservatives would be so into, because somebody stepped out of their jurisdiction. The feds were telling the municipality what to do.
Yeah.
And division between fed, state, and municipality is a conservative platform thing. Like, this is the kind of... they presented this story totally wrong because, like, the wrong people would get off on this story.
We will write a stern letter to the people involved.
Learn your political spectrum.
Well, we have run out of time.
We often do.
We do often run out of time.
About once a week we do.
Yep. Actually, that's quite accurate. We are playing out with Tracy Chapman talking about a revolution because
Tracy Chapman's awesome.
Yeah, and Fast Car gets overplayed. So
yeah.
Let's talk about that revolution.
I do like telling stories as well, but we're going to play this instead.
What stories do you like? Anyway, we'll get back to it.
That's the name of the song.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah. Yes.
I'll tell you about when I passed out in the gym when the show's over.
Will do. And for our podcast listeners, if you stay tuned, you still won't hear it because we're going to stop recording. I've been Nick Smith.
And I've been Sebastian. And thanks for listening.
Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution sounds. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution. It sounds like a whisper. While they're standing in the welfare lines, crying at the doorsteps of those armies of salvation, wasting time in the unemployment lines, sitting around waiting for a promotion. Don't you know, we're talking about a revolution. It sounds. People gonna rise up and get their share. Poor people gonna rise up and take what's theirs. Don't you know you better run, 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 run. Oh, I said you better run. Finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Yes, finally the tables are starting to turn, talking about a revolution. Oh no, talking about a revolution. revolution. Oh no, talking about a revolution. Oh no, talking about a revolution.